On the line with us this morning is Will Marshall from Politico Magazine. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
I love the title of your article in Politico Magazine, How Emmanuel Macron Became the New Leader of the Free World. That's a big statement.
Yeah, well, I'm not responsible for headlines.
Nice copy.
I'm just a writer.
All right, so yeah. How much does your assessment of Macron have to do with the fact that he is very inclusive when it comes to Europe, a big difference from President Trump's America First policy?
Well, that's right, and it's not just a difference with President Trump. You know, this populist nationalism has been rising all over Europe. We saw it in the Brexit vote in Britain and the recent Italian election where the old parties were overthrown by these new nationalists and what they call anti-system parties. And so, you know, Macron is the guy that sort of said no. He's pushed back against that, the winds of Euroscepticism, and was willing to say, you know, that, you know, Europe has to be strengthened, not weakened. And that, again, is in the context of Europe with a lot of weakened leaders, that really makes him stand out. And, of course, that is not Donald Trump's view, but I don't think he's arguing with Trump so much there as he is with these nationalist movements who want to undermine the Eurozone, the European economy, and the European government in general.
I'm hoping you can explain something to me. How in the world can these two get along? Macron, educated, he's a liberal, he married someone older than him. Then you got Donald Trump, who is the exact opposite. How do these two seem to get along so well?
That's a great question. It is. I called it a surprisingly cordial relationship. But Macron is a very smart operator, and this is not, you know, regardless of what you might hear, this is not a bromance by any means. But Macron understands that America is drifting away from the Western orbit, from its traditional role of leading the liberal democratic world.
Yeah.
He thinks that's dangerous. He thinks that undermines Europe and transatlantic solidarity. And he wants to pull them back in. And so on Iran, on trade, on climate change, he is dedicated to trying to, you know, re-cement this transatlantic strategic relationship. It's, you know, this is not some kind of lofty idealism. It's hard-headed realism at a time when Russia and China are rising and asserting their power all over the world. So I think that's really what it's about. And he has managed, though, I think, in some ways, to charm this president. He's a very smart guy, and he invited Donald Trump to France.
Oh, boy, did he.
Last summer,
yeah,
for the Bastille Day celebrations, where, unfortunately, the only bad idea to come out of this relationship thus far, and that's Trump wanting to have military parades in Washington.
Yeah, but he was able to, Will, you know, tap into, I think, that part of President Trump and be able to invite him at a time when, you know, such a spectacle, the Bastille Day celebration, was going on. In this whole equation, you know, she is coming to Washington again, too. Where does Angela Merkel of Germany stand in the mix?
Well, you know, the reference to the leader of the free world, or the new leader, really, it was something you heard before Macron kind of soared upwards about Angela Merkel, because Germany is still by far the strongest economy in Europe, and it seemed to be politically strong. They've held the populists and nationalists at bay in Germany to some extent. But the right, the far right's been making gains. She had to put together a coalition government with the main opposition party, the Social Democrats. And so she's been preoccupied. It took 5 months to form a government in Germany. And it's kind of not a strong coalition. And she's also been preoccupied by defections to the far right in her own conservative ranks. So she's been distracted. And as that's happened, oh, and I should mention one other thing that's pretty important. That is, you know, Donald Trump is deeply, deeply unpopular in Germany in a way that he just isn't in France.
Mm-hmm.
79% of Germans say they think that Trump is more dangerous to peace than Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
Pretty remarkable.
Wow. That is quite the statement.
Yeah.
And what would Macron like to leave Washington, D.C. with in his back pocket?
Well, he needs to leave with something. It's a good point. You know, he's come over here, invested a lot, and, you know, again, despite the fact that the French are different than the Germans, Trump is not exactly hugely popular there. And so, you know, I think he needs to have concession on trade. Trump has offered the Trump has proposed or threatened, really, these big tariffs on steel and other products that would hit Europe starting May 1st. And I think all the countries are trying to get out from under that. And clearly an exception for France would be something that the President Macron would want to leave with. I think he's really committed to leaving with an assurance from President Trump that he's not going to withdraw the United States, take the U.S. out of the Iran deal, which, you know, we ought to remember was not just a U.S.-Iran deal. That's the Iran nuclear deal I'm talking about. But it was something that we struck with with three other European partners, including France. And so it's a multilateral deal, not just a U.S. Iran deal, and our partners are really concerned about America scuttling that deal and putting Iran back on the dangerous track of acquiring nuclear weapons. And the third key issue, and where I think he'd like to see some movement, but I'm not confident that he will, is on climate change. You know, one of Trump's early actions was to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yes.
Macron, you know, in a kind of an endearing way, hasn't accepted that as final and keeps working on the president, and I think wants to get him back into the conversation about climate change, even if he isn't going to rejoin the Paris Accord right away. So I know that's his top advisors told me that that's a topic that he will bring up with the president.
Will Marshall is the president of the Progressive Policy Institute in D.C. Will, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you all.